The floor, you may now present your witness, if you have any witness.
Thank you, Your Honours. Good afternoon. I speak, Your Honour. This representation speaks relative to Article 3, Your Honours.
Article 2?
Article 3, Your Honour. We have started, we have reverted back to Article 3 yesterday, Your Honour.
Yes, proceed.
Your Honour, we have concluded the presentation of evidence yesterday with the offer of with the proffer of proof.
Proffer of proof.
Proffer of proof, Your Honor.
Not offer of proof, not offer of evidence. I just want to clarify.
Yes, Your Honor. With the offer made by the private prosecutor yesterday, in light of the ruling by this court, Your Honor, that a pivotal witness may no longer testify. That is the last witness we have, Your Honor, for the so-called FASAP case. Now, this is embraced in paragraph 3.1 to 3.3 of the complaint, Your Honor. Just to be very clear. Yes, Your Honor. 3.1 to 3.3 of the complaint.
Just a minute. I want to see the... up to 3.3.
Yes, Your Honor. 3.1 to 3.3, Your Honor.
At any rate, the understanding of the court is the private... prosecutor made the manifestation and proffered what he considered to be an evidence. The chair will allow it to stay in the record, but at the time of the offer of evidence, then the matter will be revisited and decided whether it will be admitted or not.
Thank you, Your Honor. Okay. Thank you very much, Your Honor. Your Honor,
I just want to put on record with the caveat that Article 3 does not allege any subornation or bribery or any special favor that influenced the thinking, the attitude or whatever of the respondent. I just want to make that clear, so that if you want to strengthen your position, you know the remedies.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Your Honor. Your Honor, having said that, the prosecution would like to respectfully manifest, Your Honor, that so far as the other wrongful acts stated under Article 3 is concerned, namely, Your Honor, that respondent created an excessive entanglement with Mrs. Arroyo through her appointment of his wife to office, which is embraced under paragraph 3.4 to 3.4.8, Your Honor.
3.4
to 3.4.8.
Yes.
That is the second wrongful instance or wrongful act that we allege, Your Honor.
Yes.
Also, that respondent dipped his hands into public funds to finance personal expenses. This is embraced in paragraph 3.4.9 to 3.4.10.
3.4.9,
Your Honor.
To
3.4.10.
Yes.
And finally, that respondent discussed with litigants cases pending before the Supreme Court, which is embraced in paragraph 3.5 to 3.6.5.
Three point six
point five, Your Honor. 3.5 to 3.6.5.
What I have here is 3.6.4. There is
yes.
3.6.5.
Yes.
Yes.
In all these allegations of wrongful acts, Your Honor, starting with 3.4 to 3.6.5, Your Honor, the prosecution respectfully manifests that we are no longer presenting evidence in regard to
this. Are you dropping these matters?
Only with respect to the three wrongful acts alleged in the complaint, Your Honor. But as far as Article 3 is concerned, Your Honor, the case is there. And in support of that, Your Honor, we have the evidence submitted in that so-called FASAP case, Your Honor. To recall, Your Honor, please.
Just a minute. To be clarified.
Yes, Your Honor.
Your allegation in Article 3 is respondent committed culpable violation of the Constitution and or betrayal of public trust by failing to meet the and observe the stringent standards of Articles 8, Section 7, Paragraph 3 of the Constitution that provides that, quote, a member of the judiciary must be a person of proven competence, integrity, and independence, close quote, in allowing the Supreme Court to act on mere letters filed by a counsel which caused the issuance of flip-flopping decisions final executory cases.
Now, we stop there, Your Honor.
You want to maintain this allegation?
Yes, Your Honor.
To be the subject of proof?
Yes, sir. We have proven that already, Your Honor.
Precisely. Yes. To be the subject of proof, which you will offer at the proper time.
Yes, yes, Your Honor, please.
Now,
thank you, Your Honor.
The next charge that you included in that allegation, Article 3, the predicate of your conclusion, is that in creating an excessive entanglement with Mrs. Arroyo through her appointment of his wife to office. You are now dropping this.
That's right, Your Honor. We're not presenting evidence.
And you are not going to present any evidence?
No.
This will not be presented to the court for decision?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay.
Yes, Your
Honor. Then the last one is N. You have a conjunction here, N. In discussing with litigants regarding cases pending before the Supreme Court. You will also drop this allegation. You will not offer any evidence, and it will not be presented to the impeachment court for decision.
That is correct, Your Honor. That's correct, Your Honor.
Mr. President, Senator Jorge Arroyo.
The Majority Floor Leader.
Senator Arroyo would like to ask a question.
The gentleman on this from Makati and Bicol.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's just a simple question. I just asked from the prosecution, anybody can answer. There was a lawyer here that appeared as a private prosecutor. Is he here now?
Yesterday, Your Honor.
The
one that made the...
Yes.
The attorney... Marlon. We're not sure if he's here, Your Honor.
No, anyway.
We will try to answer
you. I just want to ask the question. Is he the lawyer of Palea? Because I received information that he is the lawyer of Palea, meaning the labor union in Philippine Airlines.
We will have to make an inquiry, Your Honor.
All right, take your time. I just want to have an answer on that.
We'll provide you with the answer, Your Honor. Thank you.
Still on the issue, Mr. President, Senator Escudero.
The gentleman from Sorsogon.
Thank you, Mr. President. Some questions to the Honorable Congressman Gigi Agabao. With respect to the statements he made, do I take it that the prosecution will no longer present evidence al yunde with respect to the other subparagraphs of Article 3.
That's right, Your Honor. With respect to Article 3.
But the article still stands.
Yes, Your Honor.
And simply you are resting on the allegations contained in your complaint and will no longer be presenting documentary or testimonial evidence on the matter.
Yes, with respect to the other allegations there, Your Honor. But with respect to the FASAP case, Your Honor, as I said, we have concluded the presentation of evidence, Your Honor.
Just to be clear, Mr. President, Your Honor, so therefore we will still be putting it to a vote. You're not withdrawing it, as I earlier heard you respond to a question by the presiding officer.
No, Your Honor.
You're not withdrawing Article 3.
No,
you will still put it to a vote.
Yes, Your Honor.
And the defense is free to present evidence aliunde should it so desire.
Yes, Your Honor.
Or rely on the allegations of their own answer and other pleadings, if at all, when their turn comes.
Yes, Your Honor. That is true.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Your Honor.
If I may add, Your Honor,
Before we leave this subject, Your Honor, may I be allowed to make a short clarification, Your Honor?
Yes.
The only witness that I recall having been presented by the prosecution is the president of Palea, Mr. Anduisa, PASAP, rather. Is he the only witness you are referring to in support of the allegations mentioned in here?
Yes,
which is a